welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are here on a Tuesday, almost the end of the month here on the 29th. We're believing God to do some great things for our lives and our ministries. I'm glad that you're tuning in to hear our conversations and hear our prayers and hear everything that we're getting done. Amen. Let me give you our address. It is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can write us, Rev. Ministries, Revelation Ministries. Or you can also go to our websites, and you can find the email address on there. It's david@revministries.com, david@revmedianetwork.com, or the Rev at midwatchwiththerev.com. It's a beautiful, gorgeous day here in Houston. Last week around this time, we had a lot of showers. And I was telling you on the air that it's very, very rare not to have showers going all the way through August and July. And very scarce our showers were. It's very dry season this year. So I pray that everybody's doing well, except at least in Texas it is, in parts of Texas. But I know up in the Atlanta area, it was pretty devastating that we shared last week on the prayer that we're praying for them that were out there. And just to let you know that we are holding a relationship webinar. I know that I've been mentioning it, and I'm hoping that you can join on 7:30 on the 29th of October. You got to pre-register to get the password to go ahead and get into the back area where we're having the webinar on the internet, and you'll be able to check it out. So I want you to do that because I know that you're going to be blessed. We're talking about the magnetism of the married man and the married woman. The magnetism, why are you attracted? That's what the webinar is going to be about. So I'm hoping that those that are hearing this show can understand that it's important that you get this teaching in you, get you at least alert of the pitfalls and things that you can avoid so you won't end up in Judge Judy's divorce court or wherever. You know what I mean? That's what my brother always says. It aggravates my wife. You know what I mean? We are logged in on Chat Tango. So if you want to chat with us, you can. And we'll be able to get some information and get you back and forth in prayers and stuff. Please pray for a couple of things. We're hoping and believing, of course, for the webinar, pray for that. And the second thing is on October 23rd is going to be our open house. So I want you all to be tuned in between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock on the 23rd. It's on a Friday. Now, Fridays, our listening audience is not as strong as through the week. Wednesdays is probably our strongest. Tuesday nights and Thursday nights follow that. And Saturday nights are pretty strong. But Wednesdays and Mondays have been sluggish this last month. So we want to try and build that up. Please tell your friends about this station. Please let them know the good things that you hear. Let them know of the things that we make you think about. Let them know about the challenges that we put before you. Because I tell you what, my friends, it's going to bless them. It's going to help us get more audience and get by everybody that tunes in and listens has been blessed. We had one comment that went crazy, but you're not going to please everybody. You're not. If you try and go through life to please everybody, you're going to go crazy because you can't. You can't please everybody. It's impossible. It's impossible. So I want you to all pray and all understand that God is awesome in your life. Amen. I'm trying to find a quick teaching I was to teach about. I was on an article, but I can't find it right now. So we're going to have to wing it because I don't see it. And I know that I had it in here. Oh, well. That's fine. We'll have to find it again. We'll have to find it again later. We'll have to go on with Plan B. Amen. Well, the open house is going to be awesome. Because I think that we're going to be able to, it's going to be kind of set up around the point that we're going to have people coming through the station that are just visiting, and that's what anyone is welcome to come through. If you're in the area, 7811 FM 1960 East, FM 1960. And you're welcome to come by. It's in Humble, Texas, 77346. And you can come by, and we'll be able to visit with you and talk with you and meet with you. And then the other thing is, like, all the hosts that are on the show right now, I'm sending them all a courtesy email reminder and an email invitation. I'm going to invite them to the open house. I'm going to make an event flyer, and we're going to invite them to open house, and we're going to send it out to all of them. And what we're going to do is we will get those hosts that normally come on the air, and we're going to get them to spend 3 hours with us, not all the time with us, but, you know, spend a good 5, 10, 20 minutes talking to us, talking to Pastor. My pastor's going to be there for the full 3 hours. My wife's going to be there. We're just going to have a good time, a good fellowship of time, and just dedicate the station and everything. And why did I pick the 23rd? Well, because I wanted to make sure that all the station was working properly, and the sound problems that we're having early weren't happening as often. I mean, you're always going to have sound problems. You're not going to be able to ever outsmart the computer's weaknesses. Sometimes that the computers are going to fail. Sometimes they're going to disappoint you, just like life, just like friends, just like husbands and wives and everything else. You're not always going to get what you expect 100% of the time. You're not. Not possible. Not possible. Unless you're married to a robot, it's not going to happen. So, computers are the same way, I guess. You depend to have computers running and computers taking care of things, but then sometimes they just don't work. For some reasons, our streamers go perfectly, and then one day, they won't. Life isn't perfect. If you're looking to have a perfect life, the only thing that's perfect is Jesus. That's all I can say. And the only thing you can do is follow God and believe that He can change things for you. And I know that a lot of you out there can probably join us for that time, even if it's just listening. That'll be great. But if you want to call in, we're going to have the phone number out that you can actually call in, and we'll be taking calls at certain times of the open house. And it's going to be a good three or four hours. I'm going to bring a lot of material so we can fill in some of the gap and hopefully see some people change. And it would be awesome to have some people saved that day. And we're just believing God. And believing God for good things to happen at that time. Well, I'm thumbing through the news, and it's interesting to read right here that there is a shortage in chaplains. Military faces chaplain shortage. Let's check this article out just for a few minutes. America's military is struggling to find enough chaplains to minister to U.S. troops. The Kansas City Army National Guard is among the hardest hit, with 9 of its 15 chaplain posts vacant. Leaders describe the high vacancy rate for chaplains as typical of units across the country. Incentives such as sidearm bonuses, tuition assistance, and extending the age limit for new enlistees have done little to reduce the shortage. Causes chaplains to face repeated deployments to war zones. So the shortage is causing chaplains to face repeated deployments to war zones. One of the reasons for the shortage is that many churches are unwilling to do without their pastors or ministers for extended periods of time. Also, some clergy don't want to sacrifice their careers for a life in the military. Still, others simply don't want to subject themselves to the danger inherent to a war-torn area abroad. Captain John Potter, a full-time support chaplain in the Kansas Army National Guard, names busy schedules as the main culprit. "It's got to be a calling," Potter told the Topeka Capital Journal. "God has to put it on the heart of the individual. That is where I want you to be planted for ministry." That is a very true thing. And this is our day of faith. We need to pray, and we're going to pray right now for God to touch the people's lives that want to be chaplains and to encourage and to strengthen them. Let's pray with that right now. Father, we just ask that you will bless and touch these people. Father, that you will bring chaplains. Chaplains, Lord, that you will bring them to the military right now, Father. Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Father, that they will join in the Air Force, Father. Marines, Father, that they will bring forth, Father, the people that need to be used in that way. Because, Lord, there's got to be people out there in the front line with the guys out there. They got to give them the faith. They have to give them the faith of God. And we pray right now, God, that you will do that. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you want to be a chaplain, sounds like Kansas Army National Guard could use you. Go ahead and give them a call. It is a calling. It's a calling. It is something that you have to be willing to sacrifice and be out there with them. Something that you have to be willing to be a part of that lifestyle. And I was in the military, and it was okay. It wasn't for me 110%. I did my tours and got out. Got an honorable discharge and got done with it. Got out of it. Didn't have to do it anymore. But I have fond memories, and then I have some memories of just don't want to even remember. And that's one thing I think everybody needs to realize. I know I shared it yesterday on the show, basically how that we have to start doing something for God. We need to recognize the times. And today I was talking to my cousin, and I was driving home to get ready to go get the show ready, to pick up my daughter, then come and do the show. And I was just talking to her, and we're just talking about things. I told her the things in my heart and what we're trying to get done. And she's like, oh, she follows me on Twitter. So if you don't follow me on Twitter or Facebook, shame on you. Shame on you. I'm playing. You need to follow me on Twitter and Facebook because I'm very comical. I'll make you crack up. I promise. If it's me not messing up my ankle, it's me doing something else silly. So please follow me on Twitter. And you can follow me on Twitter at David Yanis. And Facebook, you can follow me on Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook and you listen to Midwatch, I want you to say Midwatch on your Facebook reply. Because you know how Facebook won't let you follow if you know the person. So if you're listening and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev or to Rev Media Network, I want you to put Midwatch. If you can do that. Or you can put your nickname that I named y'all. Revelators. For Revelators. I don't know how to spell it. Figure it out. Get a dictionary. Go to dictionary.com. That's what my wife tells me all the time. Figure it out. Go to dictionary.com. But you need to be able to listen to me and look at my tweets, look at my Facebook stuff. It's really cool. One thing I think that we need to realize, and I don't want to pull the wool over anyone's eyes, but I want to take some of the wool off of your eyes, if I could say that. And that is this. We're just preachers. We're human. It's awesome that we're doing a work for God. And there is a point to where it's a calling to where it deserves a lot of reverence. And well, the thing is, they're human. We're human. All ministers are. There should not be a mystique around them, and there not should be a persona about them. And I don't care who's listening. You're just a man. You're just a woman doing God's work. It is God doing the great things. You're just the vessel. So my station that we have put together here is not going to be like some other stations that parade people around as superstars. We're people. Yes, we have personalities, and we're on the radio. We're on the television. But we're just simple people loving God. You have that promise for me. The original Revelator, David Yanis, here on Midwatch with the Rev. You have that promise for me that we're going to be doing ministry. And we're not going to get above our heads. We're not going to be with our mind or are high-minded in any way. But we're going to follow God in the right way. I think that a lot of people need to realize that. A lot of people need to grasp that. Yes, he's your pastor. Yes, he's your mentor or your spiritual father. But they're just people. There's a respect and a reverence. Yes. Never lose the respect. Never lose the reverence at all. Never lose any of that. Because once you do, you're going to end up hurting yourself, messing up. There's this respect and reverence. There is. We see that with Eli's sons in the temple. They had no respect, no reverence, and all of them were dead. All of them died. Why? Because they didn't show respect. You remember what they're joking around and playing and getting drunk inside the temple. They were doing things they weren't supposed to be doing in the temple. One of them reached out to grab the Ark of the Covenant as it fell and died. Died cold dead right there. A lot of people are like, why would God do that? Well, God didn't do anything. The scripture was certain that we're not to touch the Ark of the Covenant. Only certain people had permission to do that. And if it fell, it fell. There had to be a strict code, a strict walk, a strict law. But other than that, there had to be reverence. It's just not something. It was God's presence. It's very, very, very soundful for today's children, today's young adults. There's a lot of them that don't show any reverence at all. They have no reverence in their mind, their heart, their soul. They're not respectful. Very much so. Very much so. There's a generation that has lost respect and reverence. There is. So when you look at the man of God and you think that he's all that, he is. He is. He is all that. But I'm just trying to get to you to understand that he's just a man. Very simple. He's a man. But I guess that's in anything. People with funds and with popularity we treat like superstars. We have movie stars and rock stars and entertainers that we just go crazy about. We see in the world that they hold them so high. Look at with the passing of Michael Jackson. See all these people coming out crying in Los Angeles, crying in his home city of Gary, Indiana. Have a good friend out there in Gary, Indiana. I hadn't talked to him. I'm going to shoot him an email later on this next week and see how he's doing. But you look at all that, and you see that they were just a man, very talented man, very gifted man. Man made a whole bunch of bad choices, but they're just men. It's when we see them get into trouble, or when we see them walking around the wrong path, or doing something that gets bad publicity, or something like that, that we tend to level out just for a few minutes and see that they are just a man. That's what they are. They're just a man. I think that a lot of people don't realize that they can do great things. And that's where the mystique, that's where the, what would you call it? I would say it's I'm stuck on a word here. Help me out. What would that be when they don't understand it? I guess lack of understanding. That if you think you have to be this supercharged, perfect, hearing God 24/7, that you go sit in a room and God literally shows the silhouette of himself and sits right beside you and tells you, "Hey, Bob, let's tell you what to do today. you're going to go start a church. And when you start that church, a man's going to come up to you and give you $20,000. And when you get that $20,000, do you think you need that? If you think that's what all these men of God that are on television, all these men of God that are on the radio, including myself, not excluded. We're simple men and women of God. All we did was do something. That's the difference between you and me, me and them. Some people have more resources to do greater things and have great personality, great following, great charisma, and can hire great marketing, and they can do it. And they get themselves up to the top 20. And some are new and young, old, writes all their own material, and no marketing budget. It doesn't matter. Everybody has the same gift. Now, you can't cross gifting and experience, because gifting is something that is going to happen regardless. Experience is something that you accrue in time. And the experience will give you wisdom. And the gifting will give you anointing. You combine the two, and you've got a man, woman, or God that can do anything. I pray, my friends, I really pray that you understand how important you are. I pray that. I don't care if you go clock in at 4 in the morning. I don't care if you clock out at 2 in the morning. If you work 12 or 16 hours, you are special to God. You are. I was driving today, and I was coming to the house, and I was getting my stuff to get ready to get the show going and pick up my daughter and get to the station and take care of the show. And one thing that I noticed was that God just kept saying to me, keep telling them. Keep telling them. And this is something I feel in my heart. When God talks to me, He talks to my heart, and I can hear it, literally. And He just kept saying, tell my people, tell them that I love them and I want them to get going, to get to doing something. It's a good time to get doing, right? It's a good time to start getting things done. You know, when I drive and I meditate, or when I'm here in the studio or at home or at the church, I'm constantly trying to see what's holding things back. And the thing is, you're already going in the right direction. The results may not be there like you want them. The ideas may not be there like you want them. Your church may not be at the size you want it to be, and I've shared this before, but it's okay. You're going forward. You're moving forward. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're doing fine. Don't cry about it. Don't worry about it. My pastor shared something with me earlier today, and it stuck with me. Growth, big growth, goes steadily. When you're growing growth, it's going to be a steady growth. It's slow. You have those spurts where it gets real busy. And I believe that this year is an anointed year for this ministry. And the reason saying is this has been the sixth month. Let's see. May, June, July, August. We're going into the sixth month of full-time radio that we have the station on the air. It wasn't anything grand. It wasn't anything profound that I heard, but it was just the desire to get this station up that I stopped everything I could for 1 month, and all I did was this station and got it up on off the ground. I'm not going to lie to you, my friends. We don't have much staff. We don't. We don't have much support. We don't. Everything you see I'm doing by faith, and God is providing. Remember that song, Inchworm, Inchworm? That's how it is right now. It's very slow, inch by inch. I'm traveling this road. I'm about to start singing the song. I better behave. I know that if I do my part, God will do his part. I don't want you ever to worry that God will not be there. Sometimes you have to do other things. I have to work on a lot of other stuff. Like I told you, I'm a businessman and a preacher. As they say nowadays, a kingly anointing and a priestly anointing. So I'm a king priest. A king priest. Or a priest king. Most likely king priest, because by the time I do so much business stuff, and then we do so much, I'm doing so many things. I'm always busy. My cousin, like I said, she follows my tweets. I don't know if she's a revelator. I gotta call her. I'm gonna email her tonight. She needed an application to get a loan done, so I'm gonna send that to her. But I know that she loves the Lord, and she's gone through a hard time, and she's awesome. She's awesome. Her name's Pam, and she's just awesome. She's raising her kids, and she's a single mother, and she's loving God. It's an awesome thing. You know what's awesome, my friends? I'll tell you what's awesome. And not that we're going to get off the subject what we're talking about. I'll tell you what's awesome. What's awesome, and I want to give a loud applause to all the strong women that God has made. Let me get my applause going. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I should have had this already queued up, and I don't have it, but I will. Give me 1 second. We're going to find it. Here it goes. I want to give a strong applause to all the strong women. And stay with me here. And we're going to give them a cheer. Now, what do I mean, strong women? When I say all the strong women, and okay, the Rev is getting awake here. He's rising in the mist. He's arising right now. We're not going to commercial because I feel something. So, you already heard of my book commercial? I ain't bought my book yet. You're crazy. I need to buy my book. Or just write that you want the book. I'll send it to you. You ain't got to buy it. My wife's like, you can't help but sow into people's lives. If I sow into your life a book, you'll be a blessing down the road. I'm not worried about it. I'll send you a book. But you write me. If you write me and you send me a letter or you send me an email and you put Revelator on there, I want a free book, I'll send you a book for free. I will. I want to see how many free books I'm giving out. Now remember, if you register for our conference and you're the first 25 to register on Eventbrite or on 101christian.com or on our website, keepitmarriage.com, if you're the first 25 on any of those, the 75 books we're giving away, you can get a free book. But why did I say the cheers and the applause? I want to give a shout out to all the strong women. Why did I say that? I'm going to tell you, just give me a second. We have to do the cheer. I like the cheer thing. The cheer sound better than the, don't you agree? The cheer thing sound better than the actual applause thing. Let's get the right one here. Now, the reason I say it, I want to give a shout out to all the strong women, because it is awesome. It is awesome. And I include everyone that hears my voice that's a woman right now. It is awesome to see the strength of a woman of God. Amen. It is awesome to see the strength of a woman of God. There's been women out there that have been left. There's been women out there that have lost husbands. There's been women out there that have had to be the only parent in the house to teenagers. There's been women out there that had to handle crisis because the man couldn't handle it and left, or handle it and broke down, had a mental breakdown. There's so many women of God that are out there that have been able to stand up, take care of a job, take care of a family, and sometimes even take care of a husband because of this economy, or because of disease, sickness, or because of death. And there are so many strong women of God that are out there that are able to stand up and say, though I have to go through this mess. You thought I was going to say a scripture, didn't you? Though I'm going through this junk, though I hate every minute of this second right now, every second of this minute, though my faith is being challenged, I will still serve Him. I will still serve Him. I will serve Him regardless. No matter how many times I have to do what I have to do, no matter how many times I got to wake up and get the bills paid, I'm going to survive. I'm going to make it. You know why I'm going to make it? Because I know my God. Because I know the God that made me. And He will not stop any good thing from coming to me. He will not abandon me. He will not let me fail. You know your word. That's another reason we're giving a shout out. You know where you stand. It's believing in God. It's believing in God. You cannot be overthrown because you know your God. You see, I don't think women give themselves credit enough. I don't. I don't think women give themselves credit enough with. And I know I look at my wife, and she does a lot, my friends. And I try and give her all the love and attention I can. And I do. I won't have to play my... I don't play my song for her, though. I don't play my song for her. Y'all know my song, my relationship song. That's what we're talking about anyway today. Oh, yeah. Relationships. On the Midwatch. With the Rev. Now, I don't break that song out. But anyway, I want to give a shout out to all the women of God right now, saying y'all are doing an awesome job. For all you women that get up every day to work, and you come home and you take care of a house, and you come home and take care of the bills, and you come home and you cook, and you come home and you mess with all the children's things and get them to school, and get them back from school, and go to their events, and still wear a smile on your face when you are dead tired. You're awesome. You are awesome. You know how to stand. And those that have gone through hell this year, and the last year, taking care of a home, even when there's sickness or death, God has made you special. And you know what? What's awesome about you is that you stand. You still stand. No matter what goes on in your life, you stand. No matter how bad things get, you stand. You're the ones holding up your family's hand. Just like Aaron, Moses, when they had to hold up Moses' hands. And when his hands went down, this side of the camp fight was fighting, was dying. And when the hands went up, they were winning. And they held up his hands. You are that for your family right now. You are holding up the hands. And every time you think you're getting tired, but you push yourself another inch and dig deep and push that hand all the way back up, and you see victory in your home. Don't be weary in well doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. That's what our Bible says. Amen. That's what our Bible says. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if ye faint not. It's amazing to see the power of God in women. That once they get a hold of that scripture, I don't care what kind of man is in their life or what kind of man is trying to get in their life, they're not going to let it go. They're not going to let it go. They're going to hold on to God. They will not let that word of God go. They will hold on. They will be strong. They will say, this is not what my Bible says. My Bible says this. And they will hold it, and their expectations are higher. Their motive. I want to pray right now for all the single women right now, and all the women that are out working because it's a hard time in the families, and they have to pick up a job because of hours being cut, or probably husbands getting laid off, or maybe husbands are sick, or I don't know, maybe someone passed away that was dear to you. I want to pray for you right now. We're going to believe God to give you a blessing this week of encouragement, a blessing of finances. We're going to believe. I'm not a prosperity preacher. I hope you notice that. I speak truth and that's it. And I speak that if you tithe and if you sow, you're going to reap. But you just depend on God for the blessings. But do your part. Give your seed offerings. Believe in that. But I don't believe you're going to be jet setting and you're going to have all these huge things, because I think if you could, and I'm not saying you can't, but honestly, how many cars can you drive? How many planes can you ride? Just drive commercial. Don't have to worry about filling up. You know how much it costs to fill up a 747 and fly from here to India and back? It's $1 million. Do you think that's really worth it when you can buy a ticket for $3,000? Come on. I've been in the big show, and I'm in this show now, and it doesn't matter. I'm giving you truth. So, my friends, let's pray right now for the women of God. And, men, don't worry. We'll have a day for you, so don't be whining about it. Just keep listening. Men are such whiners, aren't we? We're such whiners. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, God, for the women of God that you put in our lives. From our family, which is our mothers and grandmothers and aunts. I tell you, Lord, you put in my life, Lord, you put in my life a whole bunch of people that just loved you. A whole bunch of women that just was crazy about you. A whole bunch of women just waiting and serving you. Just serving and waiting in your presence. I tell you, Lord, you did a great job in raising me, even when my father passed away when I was a child. And I know that it was because of the women of God that you put in my life. I see women pray. I see women stand. I see women pray and fight for the Spirit of God to rule their household in an ungodly home. And that's what these women of God are doing now, Father, even in a more difficult time. Even in a more difficult time. I praise you, God, that you are touching women's lives every second of this day. Right now, God, as we pray, you're touching people's lives. And we're believing that. Father, help the one that is working right now to take care of a family. Father, it used to be two incomes. Now it's down to one. I pray for that person right now, God, that you will bless her and make her strong. Father, give her confidence that her labor is not in vain, that you are doing a great work in her, that you are building and going to bring what she needs in her life. Right now, she may not need a man if she's alone and doesn't have anyone and she's taking care of her family. Father, you can bless and restore, and you can give back what has been stolen. The word of God, your word, Father, says 100-fold. So we believe that. We trust in that. We understand that. We want that, Father, for that person. And for the one taking care of the whole household, Father, give her increase. Give her a raise, Father. Even in these economical times, bring forth a blessing that is going to touch their lives. Bring forth a blessing that is going to make things different at home. How many times, Lord, do we get our paycheck, Father, and we get this paycheck, and it doesn't change anything at home? It's still the same bills, Lord. How many times, Lord, that we work day to day, 40 hours, 60 hours even, and it's still the same? Father, we're praying now, God, that you're going to make some changes in our lives. And man, you're included in this. That you're going to make some changes, that you're going to be able to bless and bless and bless, that the finances we get in Jesus' name, it's going to make a change in our life. The only change, Father, we've seen in the years has been a change for less. Father, it's time to flip that around. That is not what you want. You are not in the less business, Lord. You're in the more. Give us more, Lord. You're in the more. There's nowhere in your Bible where it says you're going to give us less. There's nowhere in the Bible, Father, where it says we're not going to have what we need to have. There's nowhere in the Bible that it says that we have to be satisfied with just that. Less. Though it says in the word, Lord, that we can be content and suffer need. Father, there's different meaning in that. And Father, we believe that you want more for our family this minute right now. That there shall be a time, Lord. There shall be a time when we are going to be blessed in abundance, Father. But when we get that abundance and we get that wealth, God, that we use it the godly way, that we use it your way, and we use it for the kingdom and to take care of our families, but to bless those that need as well. Father, we thank you, God, Father, that you have women of God that are standing right now, that know how to pray, that know how to stay up at night and pray to you, tired as they must be, with all the events of school and all the events of just the day-to-day life, taking care of the shores that are at home, taking care of self-employed businesses, Father, that people think when you become self-employed that you have all the time in the world, but it's not true, Father. You are more busy self-employed than when you were employed. There's a point where it finally breaks off, but it's not anytime soon when you start your business. Father, we ask that you touch and you touch, and you touch these people right now. Father, we lift up all the women of God right now before you. We're believing that you're going to touch them. We're believing that you're going to minister to them. We're believing that you can make a difference in their lives, Father. Stretch their paychecks where they need to be stretched, Father. Heal those that are sick at home and that can't work right now. Father, I myself had hurt my leg, and I understand, God, all the pain and that I had in my leg and everything. I was just thankful it wasn't a permanent thing, Lord. I could not live on a permanent thing with my activities that I do and everything that I'm involved in, Father. But there are people, Father, that are in wheelchairs. There are people that are ill right now. And we're praying for a healing for them in Jesus' name. We believe that you can touch. We believe that you can help and heal. We believe that you can strengthen and motivate. Father, we pray right now, God, for those that are depressed because of the economical times, that those that are depressed because maybe they've lost a house, maybe they don't have a job, maybe they've lost their family and they have no way out. Father, we pray for the man that has left his home. It's never the woman, hardly, Lord, but it's always the man that seems to just pick up and go. Father, we cannot believe that right now. We will not receive it in Jesus' name. For men that have walked out, Father, I rebuke the divider, which is Satan, right now. We rebuke him in Jesus' name. We believe that you can touch their lives. You can reach their heart. Whether it be a song, a scripture, something they're watching on TV, Father, turn the wicked heart. Turn the heart that has been overtaken, Father, because that's what it is. It's an overtaken. It is just like a flood that comes in, that overtakes their mind, overtakes their heart, overtakes their thinking abilities. They're making bad choices. They're making decisions that should not be made or things that shouldn't be done. Father, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. We rebuke it, Father. We stand against it. We believe that you are God and that you will keep, families together. Thank you, God, for my website, keepingmymarriage.com, Lord, because I know that we're going to help heal families. We're going to help restore marriages, and we're going to help get everybody changed to the better of Jesus Christ, so they'll be able to follow God. Lord, I ask you right now to make everybody right now, Father, stronger. A double portion of your strength, a double portion of your spirit. Lord, we see in a hard time out there, Lord, there's a lot of people in need, Father. And not only the strength for just themselves, Father, not only the anointing just for themselves, Father, but for everyone that receives a double portion, Father, we pray that they use that strength and that anointing to change a person's life. There's no other way to get people into the kingdom of God unless we get ourselves changed. There's no other way that we get ourselves ready for the work of God unless we have change. Change scares people, Father, and I pray that you will not allow people to run away just because they see change. Change is good. And Father, we ask that you touch it. Touch everybody's lives right now. Father, again, we shout out to the women of God. To the women of God that are standing right now and taking care of families, and they're able to stand up after divorce, and able to stand up and say, I serve a God that will provide, and is holding a household together. Father, it is right now that we honor them in Jesus' name. Father, we honor them to you, Father, as daughters of God. We honor them to their husbands as women of God, wives of godly men, women of God that stand strong, virtuous women. And Father, we honor them, Father, as individuals, people that have decided that they will stand for God. Just an individual Christianity, Father, Christian life, their Christian walk. We trust that, God, that you will touch their lives and continue to touch them and continue to make things happen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my friends, that was an awesome prayer. I'm enjoying it every time that I come in and I get to pray like that. It's not often. I have usually a lot of material. But today, because of the losing information here, I could not find the material I needed. And we just start going off what we talked about yesterday and just kind of running on. But it's good to pray. That's how I pray. Of course, I toned it down a wee bit for y'all. Don't want to scare you off. But I was raised in a crazy, crazy church. Now I'm playing. I love to pray, my friends. And it's good to pray out loud and pray in front of people. And I love praying. I can pray and pray all day. But then I kind of get tuckered out like in an hour or so. Either way, that kind of voice, that kind of going, maybe 2 hours. But loud, anything louder than that, I'm out in an hour. But God is good. And you hear me say that all the time, and I want you to get that in your mind. That's why I say it all the time. God is good. God is good. He is good. He is good. Amen. You cannot think anything different than God is good. Turn your Bibles to Psalms 27:14. If you got them. Not, that's fine. I got mine. And we'll see what it says. Ooh, I think I actually said that right. Says. I don't think I said it right. If my wife is listening, is it says or says? The Bible says. I think it says. I think I did get it right. I think I actually did. I think I got it right. Yes, I did. Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." That is so close to what we were just praying about, isn't it? Well, to me it is. That was so close to what we were talking about. My friends, that would can be considered, yes, you know I'm going to go for it, our scripture of the day. Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Our scripture of the day. Well, my friends, it's an awesome, awesome scripture. Remember that one. Remember that one. I don't think everybody realizes how good you have it if you have a Christian home. A Christian father, Christian mother, Christian brother. It is a blessed thing. I mean, you may have always been part of the church, so you don't realize how blessed you are. But then you go and hang around people all day that may not be following God and don't have the same beliefs and scope as you have, and you will realize how blessed you really are. You will realize how blessed you really are. So guys, gals, whoever's listening, what did I tell you how to do today? I told you three things. Well, four things I want you to do today. Remember the 23rd, which is our open house between 2 and 5 o'clock. That's 3 hours. I want you to be tuned in throughout those 3 hours, and you're going to be hearing all the hosts that are on the show. We're going to be all just talking and everything, kind of like a open house-a-thon. Open house-a-thon. Who knows? What you can call it, open house. So I just want y'all to be encouraged and be able to hear what we're doing. And if you're in the area, 7811 FM 1960 East Upple, Texas, 77346. If you're in the area, please, please stop by. We want you to visit. It's up. It's in the upstairs part of the church. So please go and visit us. But second thing I told you was about our webinar, relationship webinar, coming October 29th to a computer near you. You have to go to keepinmymarriage.com for details. For the password, you can register at any of our websites. There's on all of our websites, there's a registration key, so you can click on it, and register for the conference. The third thing I told you was if you wanted a free book, you need to be one of the first 25 on any of those website places. Now, it's not 25 per my personal website. It's only 25 per Eventbrite, per ticket thing. Well, we'll figure it out. Total 75 books will be given out. You can be one of the lucky few. So please, or the blessed few. And also, oh, that's our whistle for the day. We're right at the few seconds left here on the show, a few minutes left, well, 30 seconds. So I want you to do that. Let's go there and register for the conference. Third thing was to send me an email or write me a letter and write Revelator on it. or mid-watch, and then I will send you a book, mid-watch or Revelator, my clones. Okay, I borrowed that from another show, but anyway, it was fun to say. And the fourth thing, I don't remember the fourth thing I told you to do. Well, those three things are really the main things that I want you to do. Oh, yes, email your friends. Tell them about Rev Media Network. Socialize our website. And follow me on Facebook and Twitter, David Yanez on Twitter and David Yanez on Facebook. So just, you can find me. It's easy. David Yanez on Twitter, David Yanez on Facebook. All right, my friends. It's been fun.